Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Chaf Dalet. The Mishnah says, Hamafter Banavi, hu pyres al shma, v'hu oiver lifnei hateva, v'hu naisei es kapov. Rashi explains that someone that's used to taking Navi, so the Chachamim were misakin that he should be the one to be Peres Hashma, and he should be the one to daven for the Amid, to be Maitzi the Tzibur in Kedusha that's in Tefillah, and he should be the one to Duchen. The Mefarshim are bothered. What do you mean, for who Naiseyas Kapov? He's the one that Duchens? All Kaihanim Duchen. What's special about this Mafter Banavi that you're saying that since he's Rogil, the Hafter Banavi, so who Naiseyas Kapov? So the Tosis Yom Tov learns that it means that he should be the one to start. He should be the leader for the other Kayhanim. The Turei Aven says a different pshat, that the halacha is that if you have a shul that's completely Kayhanim, a minyan that's all Kayhanim, so all of them got up and duchen. But if you have more than 10 in the minyan, you have 11 or more, so then 10 Kayhanim do not duchen. They listen. And the other Kayhanim above 10, they go up and duchen. So on that, the Mishnah is saying that I'm after Banavi, who naisei es kapov, that he should be from the ones that are oilim leduchen in a case where you have a shul that's all Kayhanim, he should be from those that duchen. The Beis Halevi, ala Torah, at the end of Sefer Bereishis, wants to suggest the third pshat according to a chiddush that he brings b'shem Chacham Echad. He says that there is a Chacham Echad that wants to say that by Birchas Kayhanim, one Kayin could be Maitzi another Kayin with a din of Shemea Kayina. So not all the Kayhanim have to say Birchas Kayhanim. One Kayin could be Maitzi the other Kayhanim. So the Beis Halevi says that if the din is correct, then you can say a beautiful pshat in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah means, Hamafter Banavi, hu naisei es kapov, that he's the one Kayin that duchens for everybody. He's the one that says the Berchus Kayhanim for everyone, and everyone is Yotze with Shemea Kayina. However, says the Beis HaLevi, that the din is not true. You cannot be Yotze Berchus Kayhanim with the din of Shemea Kayina. Why not? Says the Beis HaLevi, because since the Gemara says in Saita, Daf Lamed Ches Omed Aleph, that Tanya Idach, that Birchas Kayhanim has to be done with a Kol Ram, with a loud voice. Maybe it could be done by whispering quietly. It says, Omar Lohem, like a person that speaks to his friend, that he has to say it loud enough that his friend should be able to hear. Says the Beis HaLevi, since there's a din of Kol Ram, so on that, Shemea Kaina doesn't help. The way the Chazon Ish in Eirach Chaim Simen Chav Tes, Ois Gimel, understood the Beis HaLevi, is that the way Shemea Kaina works is that the Torah considers hearing as a form of speech. Hearing is like speaking. So since hearing is a silent form of speech, so it can't be better than saying the words Belachash. Where the Torah is mechayev me to say the words b'kol ram, Shemea Kaina can't help. Because it's true that hearing is a form of speech, but it's a silent form of speech, so it can't be better than saying it b'lachash. If the Torah just wants me to say the words, so then Shemea Kaina says that if I hear it, it's like speaking. Hearing is a form of speech. So I said the words, but where the Torah wants the words to be said b'kol ram, so Shemea Kaina can't help. On that, the Chazon Ish argues and says, no, that's not how Shemea Kaina works. Shemea Kaina is the pshat that the Shemea is yotze his chiyuv with the kiyum ha-mitzvah, with the dibur that his friend is doing. Since he's mishtatif with his shmiya to this dibur of his friend, so it's a din Torah that the maisa that his friend is doing patters him. The dibur of the medaber is misyachis, also to the Shemeya. It's Ka'en, the Inyan of Shlichus, that what the Medaber does can work for the Shemeya. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that as long as the medaber, the one who's saying it, is saying it b'kol rum, so just like his dibur can be misyachis to the shemeya, so why can't the shemeya get the whole package? He can get the dibur b'kol rum as well. And therefore you could be yaitze b'chas kayhanim with shemeya ka'ina. In other words, we have over here a yusaitis dika machlaikis between the Beis Halevi and the Chazanish, how Shemeya Ka'ina works. Is the pshat in Shemeya Ka'ina that the Torah is mechadish, that hearing is a form of speech? So it's what the Shemeya is doing himself that's considered a dibor, and what the medaber is doing is just a hechitimtza to create the koil, and now the Shemeya, by hearing those sound waves, by absorbing those sound waves into his system, the Torah considers that as a form of speech. Or is the pshat in Shemeya Ka'ina that no, that the Torah's mechadish, that the dibor of the one who's speaking is misyachis, works, and patters his friend who's listening. Since the listener is mishtatif with his shmia to the dibor of the medaber, so it's a din Torah that the maisa of his friend, the dibor of his friend, can patter him. Ke'ena inyan of shlichus. And the nafkamina is, if by Birchas Kayhanim, where there's a din, that the Kayin has to say it b'kol ram, if one Kayin can be yaitze with a din of Shemeya Kayina by hearing his friend say the Birchas Kayhanim b'kol ram. If the pshat is that hearing is a form of speech, so then, says the Beis HaLevi, so you can't be yaitze Birchas Kayhanim, because it's a silent form of speech. But if the pshat in Shemeya Ka'ina is that the dibor of his friend can work and be misyachis to him, so just like he can get the words from his friend, so too he can get the kol ram as well, since his friend is saying it b'kol ram, so that whole package, the dibor with the kol ram, could all be misyachis to the Shemeya, and he could be yaitze birchas kayhanim with Shemeya Ka'ina. Another nafkamina in this chakira is whether or not the people that are listening to the Balkeire Lane, Megillas Esther, if they have to say the Aseres B'nei Hama themselves, B'neshima Achas, or they can just be Seimech on the Balkeire Laning it B'neshima Achas. The Mikroi Kodesh from Rav Tzipa Pesach Frank brings down that the Rugged Shaver held that each person should say the Aseres B'nei Hama themselves, because Shemeya Ka'ina will not help on the din of Neshima Achas. Shemeya Ka'ina only helps on the dibor itself. But if there's a din that the dibor has to be said b'neshima achas in one breath, on that Shemeya Ka'ina won't work. But yet, there are many paiskim, there are many shuls, that are not noyig like that. The Balkeire says that seres b'nei haman for everybody. What does this depend on? It depends on the previous chakira. If Shemeya Ka'ina is the pshat, like the Beis HaLevi is saying that Shmiya is a form of speech, that hearing the sound waves is a form of speech. So then, good. So you said the words, but you said, didn't say the words, b'neshima achas. But if the pshat in Shemeya Ka'ina is the pshat, that the dibor of the one who's saying it is misyachis to the Shemeya, so therefore, just like the dibor could be misyachis, so the dibor, with all the pitchifkis, with all the tenoim in the dibor, the whole package could also be misyachis to the Shemeya. So the same way the kol ram, said the Chazanish, can go over to the Shemeya, so too the dibor b'neshima achas could also go over to the Shemeya. Another nafkamina should l'chayra be in the machlekes, the Ritz Geis brought in the Bir Halacha in Simen Tav Pei Tes, and the Machzas HaShekel in the beginning of Tofresh Tzadi. The Ritz Geis brought in the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Simen Tav Pei Tes says that you could be Yaitze Sfiras HaOmer with the din of Shemeya Ka'ina. Not only can the Mevarech be Maitzi the Shemim in the Bracha of Sfiras HaOmer, just like any Bracha, but even in the Sfira itself, Hayom Yom Echad BaOmer, that also the Mevarech, the Medaber, can be Maitzi the Shemim in. And, says the Ritz Geis, when he does that, the Shemim can be sitting, and he says the Sfira standing. We know that Sfira Sa'imer has to be said standing, but when the people are being yotzeh with Shemea Ka'ina, says the Ritz Geis, they could be sitting. However, the Machzis HaShekel, at the beginning of Tafresh Tzadi, says that just like the one who's making the bracha on the Megillah is supposed to make the bracha standing, like the Magen Avraham says over there, so too the Shemim of the bracha, since they're being yotzeh with their Shemiah, with the din of Shemea Ka'ina, they also have to stand. So how do we explain this Machlaikis? When you have an inyan where you're supposed to stand, let's say Sviras HaOmer, or the bracha on Megillas Esther, and the one who's saying it definitely has to stand, do the Shemim, who are being yotzeh with Shemea Ka'ina, do they have to stand or not? How do we explain this Machlaikis? So L'chaira, it should be totally in the Chakira that we mentioned. If Shemea Ka'ina is the pshat, that it's your Shmia, that's considered like you're saying it, it's the Shemea who's doing it, and the one who's saying it is just a hechitimsa to create the koil, but the Shemea is doing the dibor himself with his hearing, because hearing is a form of speech, so then he has to stand, because he's no different than the one who's saying it himself, because he's doing it himself with his Shmia. Shmia is a form of speech. So then, zok the machzis HaShekel, that the Shemim of the bracha and the Megillah have to stand. But the Ritz Geis understood that Shemei HaKain is the pshat, that the dibor of the one who's saying it is misyaches works, patters the one who's listening. So therefore, since the one who's saying it is saying the Sfira Ba'amida, so that whole package can go over to the Shemei. The Sfira Ba'amida, the Sfira Mitoich Amida, that can also be misyaches to the Shemei, since the one who's saying it is saying a Sfira Ba'amida. The Velt says that in this Chakira, there's a Machlokes Rashi against Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Because Tosis in Brachos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis brings down that Rashi says in Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, that if a person is in the middle of davening Shemena Esrei, and he hears from the Chazan Kaddish or Kedusha, he cannot be mafsik and answer with the Tzibor, but rather he should be quiet and listen in to the Shliach Tzibor, and be yotze with Shemea Ka'ina. However, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say, no, you can't do that, Adarabba. If Shemea Ka'ina, so then it's a hafsaka, middle of Ishmael Esrei, if he's going to keep quiet and listen to the Shliach Tzibor. So what's this Machlokes Rashi against Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, whether being yotze with Shemea Ka'ina, middle of Ishmael Esrei, is considered a hefsik or not? So the Velt says that it's totally in the Chakira that we said. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri understood that Shemea Ka'ina is the pshat, that your hearing is a form of speech. So therefore, if a person in the middle of Shemena Esrei is going to listen into the Chazan and be yotze with Shemea Ka'ina, so that's a hefsik in the middle of Shemena Esrei. It's no different than speaking out in the middle of Shemena Esrei, because Shmia, hearing, is a form of speech, so it's like he's speaking out in the middle of Shemena Esrei. He can't do that. But Rashi holds that Shemea Ka'ina is the pshat, that the dibor of the Shliach Tzibor is misyachis and patters him. So it's not the pshat that he spoke. The Shliach Tzibor is saying it, and what the Shliach Tzibor is doing can work, can patter him. But since it's not like he said it, he didn't actually say the words, so therefore it's not considered a hefsik. L'maisa, the Chazanish over there in Erech Chaim, Simen Chav Tes, has many questions on the tzad of the Beis HaLevi. First of all, he asks that if the pshat in Shemea Ka'ina would be like the Beis HaLevi's understanding, that it's what the Shemea is doing himself, the hearing of the words is considered a form of speech, then why is there a din that you need the kavana of the mashmi'a lahaitzi? Why does the one who's saying it has to have kavana to be mitzi, the one who's listening? If his saying the words is just a hechitimtza to create the koil, but hearing the words is a form of speech, then why does he have to have kavana to be mitzi the Shemea? It must be that the way Shemea Ka'ina works is that the dibor of the one who's saying it is misyaches to the Shemea and patters the Shemea. So therefore, it's only if he has kavana to be mitzi him. So then his words can patter his friend. Also, from the fact that you need the one who's saying it to be a mechuyev bedavar, the halacha is that kol she'enei mechuyev bedavar, enei maitzi es harabim midei chayvason.
a cheresh shaita v'katan cannot be mitzi everybody else in Kriyas Megillah. Why not? Says the Chazon Ish. Lefi the Beis HaLevi, that the shomim are doing the mitzvah themselves by hearing the words of the one who's saying it. So then, why does the kire have to be a mechuyev v'davar? He's just a hechitimtza to create the koil. It sounds like the one who's saying it is pattering the shomim, and therefore he could only patter them. His maisa could only work for the other people if he's a mechuyev v'davar. If he's not a mechuyev v'davar, he can't be mitzi somebody else. But Lefi Beis HaLevi, he's not being mitzi them. He's just a hechitimtza to create the koil. Similar to what we said in the Shira on Daf Chav Gimel, that a Isha and a Katan are able to be the Kairim Batayra. Why? Because since the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTayra is just to hear the Divrei Tayra, so the Bal Kairi is just a Hechitimsa to create the Koil. He's not being Maitzi them, so therefore what do I care that the Bal Kairi is not a Mechuya V'davar? He's not being Maitzi them in the Kriya. He's just a Hechitimsa to create the Koil. So the Chazon Ish says that according to the Beis HaLevi, that's always the way it works. Every Shemei HaKa'ina is nothing more than just a Hechitimsa to create the Koil. But the Shemeya is doing it himself because Shemiya is a form of speech. So then you should never need that the one who's saying it should be a Mechuyev V'davar. Also the Chazon Ish asks that the Shita of Rabbi Yossi is that HaKoyre Yishma V'lo Yishmiya La'ozna Yizla Yatsa. Rabbi Yossi holds that by Shema and by Megillah, there's a din that you have to hear the words that you're saying. You can't just say the words. You have to hear what you're saying. So Frekta Chazon Ish, that according to the Beis HaLevi, that Shmia is a form of speech. So how could you be Yaitze Megillah with Shemea Kaina, but it's a silent form of speech, so it should have a problem of La Yishmia La Oznai. But if you say that the dibor of the one who's saying it is misyachis to the Shemea, so since the one who's saying it is saying it loud enough that he can hear, so that's a good, healthy dibor, and that whole package can go over to the Shemea. Another raya, says the Chazon Ish, is from the fact that only the Bal Kairi needs a Megillah Kshera lefanav, but everyone else that's listening doesn't need to have a Megillah Kshera in front of them. Why not? If the Pshat is like the Beis HaLevi, that the one who's listening is doing the Dibur himself by hearing, because hearing is a form of speech, so then he's saying it, Shulmai Miteicha Megillah. It's like he's saying it Bal Peh. But if the pshat is that the dibor of the one who's saying it is misyachis to the shemeya, so then it's very good. He's saying it mitaycha megillah. So that whole package goes over to the shemeya. And the same thing with kiddush ala kais. There's a din that kiddush has to be said ala kais. But only the one who's saying it is holding the kais. Nobody else has a kais. So if their shmiya is a form of speech, so they're saying it shalai ala kais. But if the dibor of the one who's saying it is misyachis to the shaymim, and he's saying kiddush ala kais, so the kiddush ala kais is misyachis to the shaymim. So there's many rayas that the way shemei hakaina works is that the dibor of the one who's saying it is misyachis to the shemei, and it patters him. It's ke'en ashlichus. So according to the way we're learning, it comes out that it's a kasha on the Beis HaLevi who says that the din of Koil Ram cannot go over with Shemea Ka'ina, and Birchas Kehanim cannot be Yaitse with Shemea Ka'ina. It's also a kasha on the Rugged Shaver, who said that you cannot be Yaitse Aseres B'nei Haman from the Bal Kairi because the din of Neshima Achas cannot go over with Shemea Ka'ina. It's also a kasha on the Machtes HaShekel, who says that by an Inyan which needs Amida, so we need the Shemim to be standing, and the Amida of the Medaber will not help for them. And also, it's a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, who said that Shemea Ka'ina is a Hefsik in the middle of Shemein Esrei, which we explained to mean because they hold that the Shemiah is a form of speech. But the Chazon Ish is proving that that's not the way Shemea Ka'ina works. Shemea Ka'ina is the pshat that the Dibor of the Medaber is misyachis to the Shemeya, and it patters him. So we're not going to forever all the four cases, but one we could answer. The one that the Beis HaLevi says, that by Birchas Kehanim we cannot be yaitze with Shemeya Kaina, says the Emek Bracha, that the Beis HaLevi meant something else. The Beis Halevi could also agree to the Chazon Ish's Havana of Shemea Ka'ina, that it's the Dibor of the one who's saying it that's Misyachis to the Shemea and patters him. But the Beis Halevi meant that the reason why you cannot be Yaitze Birchas Kehanim with Shemea Ka'ina is because the din of Kol Ram, the Gemara says in Saito, is Ka'odam Ha'imer L'Chaveiroi. Birchas Kehanim has to be said in a way like a person that speaks to his friend. You have to be speaking to your friend. Your friend has to hear what you're saying. Like it's Mefurish in the Sifri in Parshas Nasai, in Ois Kuf Mem Gimel, that it says, Koy Sivarchu Es B'nei Yisrael She'yie Kol HaKol She'meya. The whole tzibur has to hear. Oy beinoy lebein atzmoy. Maybe you'll say it just means that he can say it to himself. Talmud loymar omar lohem sheyia kol akol shemeya. That omar lohem teaches us that the whole tzibur has to hear. Says the Emek Bracha that the Sifri's drasha and the drasha in Seita Lamed Ches that says koy sivarchu bekoil ram oy einoy elo belachash talmud loymar omar lohem kodam shemer lechaveray are one and the same. The inyan of Kol Ram and Ka'adam Sha'imer L'Chaveira is that the whole tzibur has to hear. So if that's the pshat, so Shemea Ka'ina won't help on that. Because very nice that Shemea Ka'ina makes it that the dibor of the one who's saying it is Misyachis to the Shemea. So Kayin Aleph is saying it for Kayin Beis. So it's as if Kayin Beis said it because the dibor of Kayin Aleph is Misyachis to him. Good. But there's a din that the Yisrael has to hear the bracha from Kayin Beis. But he's only hearing the bracha from Kayin Aleph. The Yisrael has to hear the bracha from every Kayin that's benching him. Over here, the Yisrael is only Shemeya the bracha of Kayin Aleph. He can't hear the bracha from Kayin Beis. So Shemeya Kaina can't help where there's a din that somebody else has to hear the bracha from the Shemeya. Shemeya Kaina could only help where the Shemeya has to say certain words. So Shemeya Kaina says, it's as if he said it, because the dibor of the one who's saying it is Misyachis to the Shemeya. So he could even get a Kriya Miteicha Megillah and a Kiddush Alakais, since the one who's saying it is saying it from a Megillah and Alakais. But where there's a din that Yisraelim HaMizbarchim have to hear the bracha Mipi the Kehanim, so then it's not going to help that Kayin Beis has the Dibor Mikayach Kayin Aleph, since the Yisraelim HaMisparchim still cannot hear the Bracha Mipi Kayin Beis. To summarize, the Mishnah says, Hamafter Banavi, Hu Naisei Eskapov. The one that's Rogel to take Haftaira Banavi, he has the Schus to be Naisei Eskapov. And the Mefarshim are bothered, Al Kayhanim Duchen. What does it mean, Hunaisei Eskapov? The Tosfos Yom Tov says it means that he should be the one to start the Birchas Kehanim for the Kehanim. He should be like the leader. The Turei Evin says that it means that if you have a minion that's all Kehanim, and you have above 10 people, so the halach is that 10 Kehanim listen, and the other Kehanim are Mivarech. So the Mishnah is saying that someone that's Mafter Banavi, if he's in a minion that's Kula Kehanim, so then he should be from among the Kehanim that are Oyla Leduchen. The Beis HaLevi wants to say a third pshat, that there's a Chacham Echad that wanted to be Mechadish, that Birchas Kehanim could be Yoitze with Shemeya Kaina, that one Kayin can say Birchas Kehanim for the other Kehanim. Says the Beis HaLevi that if the Halach is correct, that would be a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mafter Banavi, he's the one that duchens for everyone else. But the Beis HaLevi says that the din is not true, because since there's a din of Kol Ram, there's a din of Amar Lahem, Kadama Oimer Lechaveirai, by Birchas Kehanim, so that you cannot get with Shemea Ka'ina. The Chazon Ish understood that the Beis HaLevi means that the way Shemea Ka'ina works is that Shmiya is a form of speech, but it's a silent form of speech. So if there's a din of Kol Ram that you have to say it in a loud voice, so that Shemeya Kaina won't give you. The Chazon Ish says that's not the way Shemeya Kaina works. Shemeya Kaina is the pshat that the dibor of the one who's saying it is misyachis to the Shemeya and it patters him. It's ke'ein ashlichus. So therefore, the same way the Shemeya can get the words of the one who's saying it, so too he can get the Kol Ram as well. And we said that there's many nafkaminis in this chakira. First of all, the Rugged Shaver says that the din of Neshima Achas, you cannot get with Shemea Ka'ina. That's why the Tzibur has to say the Aseres B'nei Hama themselves, because Shemea Ka'ina is the pshat, that your Shmia is a form of speech. So good. So it's as if you said it, but you didn't say it for Neshima Achas. But if the pshat in Shemea Ka'ina is that the Dibur of the one who's saying it is Mesiachis to the Shemea, so since he said the Aseres B'nei Hama and Neshima Achas, so the Shemea can get the whole package. Another nafkamina we said is in the Machlekes, the Ritz Geis, and the Machtes HaShekel, whether something that needs Amida, like Sfiras HaOmer or the Bracha on the Megillah, is it enough that the one who's saying it is standing? Or do all the Shemim also have to stand? The Ritz Geis holds that the one who's saying the Sfiras HaOmer can stand, everyone else who's Yaitse with Shemea Kaina can sit. And the Machtes HaShekel says when it comes to the Bracha on the Megillah, everyone has to stand, even the Shemim. So we said because the Machtes HaShekel understands that the Shmia is a form of speech, so they're the ones doing it, so they have to stand. But the Ritz Geis holds that the Dibor of the one who's saying it is Mesiachis and works for the Shemim. So since he's saying a Sfira, Ba'amida, that whole package can go over to the Shemim. Another nafkamina we said is a machlekes Rashi against Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. If a person is in the middle of Shemina Esrei and he hears the Chazan saying Kaddish or Kedusha, Rashi says he should stop and listen to the Chazan v'yaitz with Shemea Kaina. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say that no, if he's going to be yaitz with Shemea Kaina, it's going to be a hefsik. And we said that Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri hold that Shemea Kaina is the pshat, that your Shemia is a form of speech. So it's as if you're speaking in the middle of Shemina Esrei, so you can't do that. Whereas Rashi holds that the Dibor of the Shliach Tzibor patters the Shemeya, it works for him. So since he's not actually saying the words, so therefore it's not considered a hefsik. We said that the Chazon Ish has five questions on the Tzad of the Beis HaLevi, that Shemeya Kaina is the Pshat, that Shmia is a form of speech. First of all, then why do you need the Mashmia to be Mechavin, to be Maitzi, the Shemeya? The Mashmia is just a Hechitimsa to create the Koil, but the Shemeya is doing it himself. Secondly, why does the Mashmia have to be a Mechuyiv B'davar? Even if he's not Mechuyiv B'davar, so what? He's just a Hechitimsa to create the Koil. And also, according to Rav Yaisi, that holds that Lo Yishmia Lo Ozna is Lo Yatsa, so how does Shemeya Koina work? It's a silent form of speech. So it's not better than saying it without hearing it. Also, there's a din that the Kriyas Megillah has to be Mitecha Megillah Kshera, and you need Kiddush Al HaKais. The Shemim don't have a Megillah Kshera Lefneim, they don't have a Kais. So it must be that the Dibur of the one who's saying it is Mesiachis to the Shemim, and he's saying it Mitecha Megillah, and he's saying it Al HaKais. So really, these questions of the Chazon Ish are questions on all these Nafkaminas that we said. It's a question on the Beis HaLevi, the Rugged Shavar, the Machtes HaShekel, and Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. We didn't answer up all the Shitas, but one thing we did answer. We answered up the Beis HaLevi, that the Emek Bracha says that the Chazon Ish misunderstood the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi never meant that Shemea Ka'ina is the Pshat, that Shmia is a form of speech. He's also masking to the Chazon Ish's understanding that the way it works is that the Dibor of the one who's saying it is Mesiachis to the Shemea and it patters him. So why can't he get the Koil Ram? Just like he can get Kiddush Al HaKais, and he can get the Kriyas Megillah, Mitecha Megillah, so why can't he get the whole package? Why can't he get the Koil Ram? The answer is, says the Emek Bracha, the din of Koil Ram is not Stam a Tanai in the Dibur. It's a din that the Yisrael HaMizbarech has to hear the Bracha Mipi, the Koin HaMivarech. It's Ka'adam Ha'omer L'Chaveray. You have to be saying it to your friend. The Yisrael has to hear the bracha from the Kohen HaMevarech. So therefore, on that Shemea Kohenah doesn't help. If Kohen Aleph is going to be Maitzi Kohen Beis, so very nice, Kohen Beis has the words of Birchas Kohanim. But the Yisrael HaMizbarech only heard the bracha Mipi Kohen Aleph. He didn't hear the bracha Mipi Kohen Beis. There's a din that he has to hear the bracha from the Kohen. So therefore, Shemea Kohenah doesn't help by Birchas Kohanim. Moving on to the next inyan, the Mishnah says, "Katan kairei ba'toira umetargem, aval einay peiris al shema, ve'einay over lefnei ateva, ve'einay naisei es kapov." A katan is allowed to learn from the Torah. He's allowed to translate, but he can't be the leader to be Peres al Shema, and he can't daven for the Amid, and he cannot duchen. Rashi says, why can't he be Peres al Shema? Since he's coming to be Meitzi the Rabbim in their Chiyuv of Kaddish, Baruchu, Kedusha, Vekivan Sheinai Mechuyiv Vedavar, Einai Meitzi Acheirim Midei Chayvasan. Since he's not Mechuyiv, he can't be Meitzi others. When it comes to the Einai Neiseis Kap of Rashi says, Im Kayin Hu, if he's a Kayin, Shein Kavet Shal Tzibor Liyais Kfufin Liberchasai. Because it's degrading for the Tzibor to be dependent on the bracha of a katan. The Rimilu Nil brings down Rashi's pshat in why he's Einai Neiseis Kapov, but he says that the Iker pshat is that over here also he can't duchen because kivan she'enai mechuyev v'dover einai meitzi achirem midei chayvasan, just like he can't be Peres al Shema for that reason. And the question is, what does the Rimilu Nil mean? What does it mean that the Kayin, that's a katan, cannot duchen because he can't be Maitzi Acherim Edei Chayvasan? Who exactly is he being Maitzi? He's just benching the Yisraelim. So at first glance, I thought that maybe the Rimilu Nil learnt the Mishnah like we said from the Beis HaLevi, that when the Mishnah said earlier, Hamafter Banavi, Hu Naiseyas Kapov, means that the Mafter Banavi could be the one to do Nesias Kapayim for the other Kayhanim, and he's might see them with Shemea Kaina. So maybe the Mishnah now is a Hemshech, and when it says that a Katan Einai Naiseyas Kapov, it means that a Katan can be the one to do the Birchas Kayhanim for all the other Kayhanim and be might see them with Shemea Kaina. Why? Zakta Rimilu Nil, because Kivan Sheinai Mechuyev Edavar Einai Maitzi Acherim Edei Chayvasa. And Lefiza, we would have a Raya from a Rishon that you could be Yaitza Birchas Kayhanim with Shemea Kaina. However, the Sefer Yiturei Megillah wants to learn Rabbeinu Yohanes Rimilu Nil in a different way. He says that the Mishnah Brura brings down in the Bir Alacha at the beginning of Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, B'Shem the Charedim, that the Charedim says, Mitzvah Saseh Levarech Kayin Es Yisrael, Shenemar Kaisu Varchu Es Pnei Yisrael. V'Yisrael Ha'imdim Panim Keneged Pnei HaKayhanim B'Shtika, U'mechavnim Libam Lekabel Berchosam Kedvar Hashem, Heinami B'chlal HaMitzvah. The Charedim says a Gevaldige Chiddush, that not only is the Kayin HaMevarech included in the Mitzvah of Birchas Kayhanim, but the Yisrael HaMisbarech is also included in the Mitzvah. And the Hafla in Ksubis on Chavdalet Amid Beis says that if a Zor is Oyle Leduchen with the Kayhanim, so then he's Mevatel this Mitzvah Saseh of being Misbarech from the Kayhanim. Which means that the same way there's a Mitzvah for the Kayin to be Mevarech the Yisrael, so too there's a Mitzvah for the Yisrael to be Misbarech from the Kayin. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yohanes in Milunil, that a katan cannot be Naiseyas Kapov, because Kivan She'enai Mechuyi V'davar Einai Maitzias Arabi Medei Chayvasan. Since the Yisraelim have to be Yaitza Achiyuv over here, they have to be Yaitza their Chiyuv to be Misbarech Mipia Kayhanim, so you can't have a Kayan that's a katan do that, because they have to hear the Birchas Kayhanim from a Kayan that's a Bar Chiyuva. A Birchas Kayhanim of a Kayan that's a Bar Chiyuva that a Yisrael hears, so such a Birchas Kayhanim, he can be Yaitze his mitzvah of being Mizbarech Mipi Kayan. The Iturei Megillah compares this to what the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah of Tesamad Aleph, that a Chere Shaita V'Katan cannot be Maitzi Yisarabim Yedei Chayvasan by blowing the Shaifer, because Kol She'enei Mechuyi V'Davrei Enei Maitzi Yisarabim Yedei Chayvasan. And over there, the question is asked, what do you mean? The mitzvah is just the Shmiah. The mitzvah is not the Tkiya. L'chaira, the Tkiya is just the Hechit Timtza to create a Koil Shaifer, and the Shemim are doing the mitzvah on their own. And the Sfasemis explains that no, the Pshat in the Mishnah is that it's not enough just to hear a Koil Shaifer. You have to hear a Koil Shaifer Shel Mitzvah. The Koil Shaifer has to be a Koil Shaifer of a mitzvah. If the one who's blowing it is someone that's not Mechuyev in the mitzvah, so his Koil Shaifer is Tam a Koil Ba'alma. It's not a Koil Shaifer the mitzvah. So of course the mitzvah is the Shmiah. But what do you have to hear? You have to hear a kol shefer the mitzvah. And that's what the Mishnah means, that kol she'enei mechuyi v'dovrei nei maitzei sarabim yedei chayvason. It means that the koil of a cher sheita v'katon is not a kol shefer the mitzvah, so the rabbim cannot use that koil to fulfill their mitzvah of Shmias kol shefer. So too over here, in order for the rabbim, the Yisraelim, to be yotze their mitzvah of Birchas Kehanim, to be Mizbarchim, Mipia Kehanim, they have to hear a Birchas Kehanim of a Mechuyev Edavar. It has to be a Birchas Kehanim of a Bar Chiyuva. Such a Birchas Kehanim that a Yisrael hears, he can fulfill his mitzvah to be Mizbarech Mipi Kehanim. The Dvar Avram, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph, Ois Beis, wants to bring a raya from Toisus and Chagigo Tazayin Amad Aleph to this Shita of the Charedim and the Haflah, that there's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to be Mizbarech Mipi Kayin. Because the Mishnah by us, on Chavdalud Amid Bey, says that a Kayin Sheyesh B'yadav Mumin Lo Yisoy Es Kapav. Rashi learns, the reason is, because we're afraid that people are going to steer at the Kayhanim that have these Mumin when they are Duchening. And says Rashi, that it says in Masechet Chagigo Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph that Hamistakel b'Kehanim b'Shosh Shenoisin Es Kapayan Einov Keyos L'Fisha Hashchina Sheir Al Yedein. Someone that stares at the Kehanim when they're duchening, he loses his eyesight, since the Shchina rests on their hands. Kaisis in Chagigo on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph asks on Rashi's Pshat that the Gemara over there says clearly that this that a person loses his eyesight if he stares at the Kehanim is only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, in the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, you don't have that. And yet, the din of Kain Sheyesh B'yadav Mumin La'isa Eskapov is Mavur in the Gemara Namid Beis that is talking even nowadays. Because the Gemara says, Omrav Hunas Valgon La'isa Eskapov, someone who tears a lot, he cannot duchen. Why? Rashi says, because people look at him. And the Gemara says, aye, but there was a Zvalgon in the neighborhood of Rav Huna that used to duchen. And the Gemara says, oh, he was Dosh B'irei, they were used to him. So you see, says Taisus, that this problem of histaklus applies even nowadays, because the Gemara is asking from a story that took place in the times of Rav Huna. But according to Rashi's explanation of the Isser histaklus, that's only a svar in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Taisus says that the reason why a kohen that has mumin on his hands or his valgon cannot duchen is because of hesach hadas. Since people will stare at a kohen that has mumin or his valgon, so they're going to become distracted from the bracha. Says the Dvar Avram, what's wrong if the Yisrael is mesiach das from the bracha? Says the Dvar Avram, the pshat is that Taisus holds like the Charedim and the Aflah, that there's a mitzvah saseh for the Yisrael to be mizbarech from the kohen. If he's going to be distracted from the bracha, so he's not paying attention to the bracha, he won't be yotze his mitzvah. But l'chaira, the Dvar Avram's raya is not muchach. Because even if there's no mitzvah saseh for the Yisrael to be mizbarech, but it's definitely not proper that when the Yisrael is being gebenched from the kohen, that he's not paying attention to the bracha. Like the Gemara says in Saita Daf Mem Amud Aleph, concerning whether or not it's proper for the Yisraelim HaMizbarchim to be saying psukim while the Kehanim are benching them. And the Gemara says it's not proper, because Klum Yesh Lecha Eved Shemivarcha Noisei Ve'enai Mazin. Is there such a thing as an Eved that's being blessed and he's not paying attention? It's not proper. So too, La'ilam, we can say that Taisvis holds that there's no mitzvah saseh for the Yisrael to be mizbarech mipi the kayin. But it's still not proper for the Yisrael to be mesiach das from the bracha of the kayin. So therefore, a kayin that has mumin, or a kayin that tears, and it will cause the Yisraelim to be distracted, they should not be duchening, because the Yisraelim should be focused on the birchas kayin. Next inyan. The Mishnah says that a katan kore b'toyro mitargem, a katan could learn from the Torah and translate, avol einoi peres al shma, ve'einoi ever lefnei ateva, ve'einoi noisei es kapov. Then the Mishnah talks about a pecheach, someone whose legs are exposed, and it says that he could be peres al shma u mitargem, avol einoi kore b'toyro, He can't learn from the Torah, ve'enai over lefnei ateva, he can't daven for the Amud, ve'enai noisei his kapav, and he can't tochen. Suma, someone who's blind, peirisei shema umetargem, he's allowed to be peirisei shema, and he's allowed to translate. Now, from the fact that the Mishnah left out the inyan of kirei batayra when it comes to a blind person, so you see that he cannot be kirei batayra. And the Rif on Daf Tesvava Medalev Bedape Yorif is takegeris like that beferish. In the Mishnah, he says Suma Peirisei Shema Umetargem Avol Einai Kirei Batayra, but he can't learn from the Torah. Why not? So it's interesting. The Meiri over here, and also the Mechaber in Erechayim Simen Nun Gimel Sif Yodalid, and also in Simen Kuflamid Teth Sif Gimel, explain that the reason why a Suma can't be Kirei Batayra is because of the klal that the Gemara says in Tmura and Daf Yodalid Amid Beis, that Dvarim Shebechsav Iyator Ashoy Lo Oimran Alpe. That Dvarim Shebechsav, Torah Shebechsav, you're not allowed to say Balpe. So since this person is blind, so if he would lane from the Torah, if he would say the Divrei Torah, it would be Balpe. So that's why he's not allowed to say it. So the Sefer Iturei Megillah is medayik from the words of the Meiri and the Shulchan Aruch that you see a big chiddush. We would have thought, you know why a Suma can't do Kriyas HaTorah? Because the din of Kriyas HaTorah is that you have to lane from the Sefer Torah. If someone is blind, so then if he's saying it by heart, so he's not saying it mitoich a Sefer Torah. So even without the klal of Dvarim Shebechsav, Yatara Shai Loimran Alpe, even if you would be able to say Torah Shebechsav Balpe, there wouldn't be such an isser. But the takon of Kriyas HaTorah is to lane from a Sefer Torah. He's not laning from a Sefer Torah. You see from the Meiri and the Shulchan Aruch that no, the din of Kriyas HaTorah is that Divrei Torah should be said by Rabbim, that the Rabbim should be able to hear the Divrei Torah. It's lav dafka mitoich a Sefer Torah, as long as Divrei Torah are said. So therefore, the only reason why a Suma can't be kirei batayra is because Dvarim Shemechsav cannot be said balpe. However, the Or Zeruah in Simen Kuf Tes Zayin says that Suma ainai kirei batayra mishum dechiyuv kriyas hatayra havi mitoich a Sefer ukedachsiv vayikru b'Sefer Teiras Elokim mefeirash v'seim seichel vayavinu b'mikra. He brings the pasuk in Nehemiah Kapitel Ches that says, Vayikru b'sefer Torah Salekim, and he learns out from there that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is to read mitoich the sefer. Also, the Lashon of the Bach at the end of Simen Tofresh Pehein Erechaim says, Sheyishmu l'Kriyas HaTorah mehakoyre mitoich sefer HaTorah. That the takon of Kriyas HaTorah was that they should hear the Kriyas HaTorah from someone that's leaning mitoich a sefer Torah. So you see that, or Zeruah and the Bach are saying that part of the Iker Takon of Kriyas HaTorah is that it should be lained mitoich a Sefer Torah. So according to them, it's Pashit that a Suma can't be Kirei BaTorah because he's not laning mitoich the Sefer Torah. Since he's blind, he's saying it Balpeh. So we have a Yesedus Dika Machlaikis between the Meiri and the Mechaber against the Or Zeruah and the Bach. If the Iker Takana of Kriyas HaTorah was just that Divrei Torah should be said Barabim, but Lav Dafka Mitoich a Sefer Torah, or no, the part of the Iker Takana of Kriyas HaTorah was that it should be said Mitoich a Sefer Torah. What's the Nafka Mina Ladina, says the Iturei Megillah? The Nafka Mina is, what happens if there's no Sefer Torah kosher available? There's only a Sefer Torah that's puzzle. Can you lane Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer Torah that's puzzle and make a bracha on it? So the Beis Yosef brings down in Erechaim Simen Kuf Mem Gimel a Tshuvas HaRambam that says that when you have no choice, you don't have a Sefer Torah kosher available, you can lane and make a bracha on a Sefer Torah that's puzzle. Even though it doesn't have a Shem Sefer Torah, but still you can make a bracha on it. However, the Tshuvas HaRashba brought over there in the Beis Yosef says that no, you cannot lane and make a bracha on a Sefer Torah that's puzzle. What are they arguing about? They're arguing in the previous Chakira. If the Iker Din of Kriyas HaTorah is just to say Divrei Torah Barabim, so then I don't need necessarily a Sefer Torah that's kosher. As long as you're reading the Divrei Torah Barabim, you're mekayim the din of Kriyas HaTorah. So as long as in the place where you're reading, you know that, let's say in Parshas Va'era, there's no mistakes. You know that the mistake is only in Parshas Va'eschanan. So you're not going to be reading any Dvarim Shebechsav Baal Peh. So the fact that the Sefer Torah is puzzle does not stop me from being able to make a bracha, because I'm still saying Divrei Torah. But according to the Rashba, the Iker din of Kriyas HaTorah is that it should be lain mitoicha Sefer Torah. So it has to be a kosher Sefer Torah. So if it has a psul, so you can't make a bracha on it. The problem is that Lefizeh comes out of Stira on the Mechaber. Because as we mentioned before, the Mechaber in two places says that the only reason why a Suma can't lain from the Torah is only because of Dvarm Shebechsa V'yatorah Shai Lo'imran Baal Peh, which sounds like it's not part of the Iker Takana that the Kriyas HaTorah has to be done mitecha Sefer Torah. And yet, he still paskins in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Gimel, like the Tshuva Sarashpa, that even if a person doesn't have a Sefer Torah that's kosher available, he cannot make a bracha on a Sefer Torah that's pasul. So that sounds like it's part of the Iker Takana that the Kriya has to be done mitecha Sefer Torah. So it could be, Pshat in the Mechaber is, that even though it's not part of the Iker Takana to lain from a Sefer Torah, but still, since there's a din of Dvarm Shebechsa V'yatorah Shai Lo Imran Baal Peh, and in a Sefer Torah that's Pasul, you're Olul, you're prone to come to this problem of laning Baal Peh because there could be missing words. So Mamela, they made a Takana that the Sefer Torah has to be kosher. So even though it's not part of the Iker Takana that Kriyas HaTorah has to be done mitecha Sefer Torah, but still you need a Sefer Torah that's kosher because Dvarim Shebechsav cannot be said Baal Peh. And in a Sefer Torah that's pasul, you're prone to end up reading things Baal Peh, so they were misaken that you need a Sefer Torah that's kosher. To summarize, the Meiri and the Mechaber say that the reason why a Suma can't be Kirei Batorah is because of the Klal of Dvarim Shebechsav Yatorah Shai Lo'imran Al Peh. The Arzorua says the reason is because Kriyas HaTorah has to be done mitoich the Sefer Torah, and a Suma is not saying it from the Sefer Torah, he's saying it by heart. So that means we have a Yesodistik of Machlokes if the Iker Takan of Kriyas HaTorah was that the Kriya has to be done mitoich a Sefer Torah, or no, the Iker was that the Divrei Torah have to be said by Rabbim, that the Rabbim should be able to hear, but not necessarily that it has to be done mitoich a Sefer Torah. It's just that Dvarim Shebechsav can't be said Baal Peh. But it's not part of the Iker Takana that it has to be done mitecha Sefer Torah. L'chayra, the nafkamina is, whether or not, b'di'evet, if you don't have a Sefer Torah that's kosher available, can you make a bracha on a Sefer Torah that's pasul? The Tshuvas HaRambam says yes, but the Tshuvas HaRashba says no. So it would seem that it's totally in this. The Rambam holds that the Iker Takan of Kriyas HaTorah was just that Divrei Torah should be said by Rabbim. So even if you have a Sefer Torah that's pasul, you can still make a brach on it. But the Rashba holds that no, like the Arzarua, that it's part of the Iker Takana that it has to be done. Mitecha Sefer Torah, so you need a Sefer Torah that's kosher. The problem is that if so, we have a stira in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber says that the reason why a Suma can't lain is only because of Dvarim Shebechsav Yatorah Shai Lo'imran Al Peh, which sounds like it's not part of the Iker Takana, that it has to be done mitecha Sefer Torah, and yet the Mechaber paskins, like the Tshuva Sarashpa, that you cannot make a bracha on a Sefer Torah that's pasul. On that, we wanted to answer that perhaps even if it's not part of the Iker Takana that you need a Sefer Torah, but because there's the klal that Dvarim Shebechsav Yatorah Shai Lo'imran Al Peh, and in a Sefer Torah that's pasul, you're prone to run into this problem of saying Dvarim Shebechsav Baal Peh. So Memela, they were misakin that you need a Sefer Torah that's kosher, and therefore you can't make a bracha on a Sefer Torah that's pasul. Next inyan. The Mishnah says on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Tzipon Zav, if a person covers the tefillin with gold, unesana al beis unkli shaloi, or he puts the tefillin on his sleeve, hareza derech achitzaynim. Rashi explains, hareza derech achitzaynim b'nei adam hahochim acharei daitam. It's people that go after their own das, chutz mi das chachamim. Deba'inon l'chala ois, v'loy la'achirim la'ois. The problem of putting the tefillin on his sleeve is because it says v'haya l'chol la'ois. It should be for you as an ois and not for others as an ois. This is a drasha of the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that the Gemara learns out from this drasha that you don't put the tefillin shel yad on your palm, but rather on your muscle, because it should be in a place that's l'chol la'ois v'loy la'achirim la'ois. It shouldn't be in such an open place, begalui, on your palm, because it's supposed to be an ois for yourself, not for acherim. So Rashi's saying that that's why if you put tefillin on your sleeve, it's no good, because then it's la'acherim la'ois, it's begalui, it's open on the outside, it's on top of the sleeve. That means you see from Rashi that the problem of putting tefillin on the sleeve is not because of chatzitza. It's not because there's something being mafsik between the tefillin and his arm. It's only because there's a din of l'chol la'ois, v'loy la'achirim la'ois. So therefore, comes along the Rashba and says that l'fizeh, when it comes to tefillin shel roish, a person is allowed to put it on top of his hat or on top of his head covering. Because since the only reason why a shel yad is aser to put on a sleeve is only because by shel yad it says l'chol la'ois v'loy la'achirim la'ois, but otherwise it would be mutter. By tefillin shel roish adarabba, it says about them v'ro kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimecha. And like the Gemara said before on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, elu tefillin shel roish, that tefillin shel roish are supposed to be seen. So therefore, by tefillin shel roish, there's no problem if it's on top of a hat or a head covering. Aye, the Rashba asks that the Gemara says about the Kohen Gadol that makim yesh bein tzitz limitz nefes kedei lohaniach by tefillin, that there was a space on his head for his tefillin shel roish between the head plate and his hat in order to put tefillin there. So it seems that even by tefillin shel roish, you're not allowed to put it on top of a mitz nefes. Why not? It must be that there is a problem of chatzitza, which is not like the Rashba said. Answers the Rashba, Shema mipnei she'osur lo seis kli acher shel mitzvah al hamitz nefes. Says the Rashba, over there the pshat is different. It's because you're not allowed to put a different kli of a mitzvah on top of the mitz nefes. The mitz nefes had kedusha, you can't put another kli of a mitzvah on top of it. It's not because of chatzitza. So Rashi and the Rashba shita is that there's no problem of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin. The whole problem why you can't put tefillin shel yad on top of a sleeve is because it says l'chol la'ois v'loy la'achirim la'ois. And therefore by tefillin shel roish, we're adarabba. They are supposed to be seen. There's no problem putting them on top of a hat or a head covering. The only reason why the Kohen Gadol couldn't put the tefillin shel roish on top of the mitznefes is because you're not supposed to put another kli of a mitzvah on top of the mitznefes. However, the shita of the Rosh in Shuvis and Klal Gimel Ois Dalet is that just like the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yotes Amud Aleph Darshins from the Pasuk of Umichnesei Vad Yilbash Al Besarai Shalo Yehei Dover Choytzeitz Beinoy LeBesarai, that when it comes to the Michnasayim that the Kohen wears, there shouldn't be anything Choytzeitz between the Michnasayim and his flesh, because it says Al Besarai. So too, when it says by Tefillin LeOis Al Yadcha, the tefillin have to be directly on your hand. And so too when it says L'taytafes bein einecha, the tefillin shel roish have to be directly on the makayim of bein ha'inayim. So therefore, says the Rosh, there is a chisarin of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin. So according to the Rosh, when it says that nesan al beis unkli shaloi is a problem, the problem is not like Rashi because of the chol la'ois v'loy la'achirim la'ois, but rather because Lo'ois al Yadcha teaches me that there can't be a chatzitza. And if so, the same thing would apply to tefillin shel roish. So it comes out of nafkamina between the way Rashi and the Rashba are learning and the way the Rosh is learning. According to Rashi and the Rashba, that the whole chisarin by tefillin shel yad is because of l'chol la'ois v'loy la'achirim la'ois. So then it's only a problem by tefillin shel yad, but tefillin shel roish you could wear on top of a hat or a head covering. Whereas according to the Rosh, that the chisarin is because of chatzitza, so then there's no difference between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish. Lehalacha, the Mechaber Paskins and Simon Chav Zayin Sif Dalid, lo yehei davar chaytzeitz bein tefillin lebesarai, lo yishno shel yad, lo yishno shel roish. Lehalacha, we paskin like the Rosh, that there should not be anything chaytzeitz between the tefillin and his flesh, it makes no difference whether it's the Tefillin Shel Yad or the Tefillin Shel Reish.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.